Title: Layer an Amen Style Reese Patch for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a bass that feels like Sunrise drum and bass. Warm, wide, emotional but still clean and punchy against a busy Amen. The goal is a layered Reese that doesn't just sit under the drums, it moves like the breakbeat. It breathes with the groove, speaks in short phrases, and it leaves the drums in charge. We're going to make a three-layer bass group in Ableton Live 12, then mix it like a pro. Tight phase control, intentional sidechain, dynamic saturation, and clean mono management so it translates on big systems. Here's what you're building. Layer 1 is the sub-anchor. Pure mono. Stable. No chorus. No stereo wobble. No nonsense. Layer 2 is the Reese mid. That's the emotional movement. Detune. Drift. Controlled width above the low end. Layer 3 is the Amen rasp top. This is the secret sauce. A noisy, transient-shaped layer that mimics the bite and texture of an Amen, without literally becoming a hi-hat loop or stealing your snare. Then all three go into a bass bus that gets glue, sidechain that feels like rolling breath, and just enough safety control to keep it polished. Step 0. Quick project prep so your mix decisions actually translate. Set your tempo in that drum and bass pocket around 172 to 176 BPM. Put your Amen loop, or your chopped break, inside a drum bus group, and bring in a reference track for Sunrise Liquid or Atmospheric Rollers. Keep it muted, but use it for quick reality checks on bass level and low-end balance, and throw a spectrum on your master. Set the block fairly high, like 4096, and average around a second. You're not hunting pretty pictures, you're watching low-end consistency when notes change. Now step 1. Routing. This is where advanced mixes get easy. Make 3 MIDI tracks named Bass SUB, Bass Reese Mid, and Bass Amen Top. Select them and group them into Bass Bus. Then create a return track called Bass Parallel Grit. The mindset here is important. You want a clean main bass that stays emotional and controlled, and you want your aggression and excitement available on a synth so you can dial it in without wrecking headroom. Step 2. Program a Sunrise style bass phrase. Sunrise emotion usually means longer notes, fewer stabs, and a little glide. Think call and response, not machine gun bass. Start on the sub track, write a simple 2-bar phrase. Bar 1. Hold the root note for the whole bar. Bar 2. Walk to the 5th or the minor 7th with shorter notes, ideally a little syncopated so it answers the drums. Then add glide. If your synth has portamento, try something like 40 to 90 milliseconds. If you're using a glide mode that requires overlapping notes, overlap a couple notes on purpose and let the glide do the talking. And here is a tiny groove trick that matters in this style. Nudge a couple of mid-bass notes slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not the sub, the mid-phrase. That slight behind the beat feel helps it sit inside Amen's swing instead of fighting it. Now step 3. Build layer 1. The sub-anchor. This is the part that must survive mono, survive clubs, survive anything. On bass sub, load Wavetable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. Turn unison off. Keep it dead simple. Now processing. First, EQ 8. High pass at about 20 to 25 Hz with a steep slope, just to remove rumble. If your kick lives in that 50 to 70 Hz zone and you're getting a little masking, you can do a tiny dip there, like 2 dB, but only if you actually need it. Don't carve by habit. Next, add saturator. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. You're not trying to distort it, you're adding harmonics so the sub reads on smaller systems. Then utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. Gain staging checkpoint right here. Before anything hits the bus, aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS on the sub. Not because those numbers are magical, but because your bus processing should behave like a choice, not like a rescue mission. One more advanced move, phase alignment that holds up in clubs. Put a utility at the very start of the sub chain if you need it, and while the kick and sub hit together, try to phase invert left and right toggles. Pick the setting that gives you the strongest, most stable low end on the downbeat. Then stop touching it. If it still feels inconsistent note to note, use track delay on the sub. Tiny moves, plus or minus 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. You're listening for that locked thump where the kick and sub feel glued, not flanning. Cool. Step 4. Layer 2. The Reese mid. This is your emotion and your movement, but it must not wreck the low end. On bass Reese mid, load Wavetable or analog. Wavetable is great for modern polish. Start with 2 saw oscillators. Detune between 8 and 18 cents. Use unison, but keep it sane. 2 to 4 voices. If you go to 8 voices, It sounds huge solo and messy in a full amen mix. Add a low pass 24 filter. Set cutoff somewhere like 180 to 450 Hz as a starting point, and plan to automate it gently later. A little drive can be nice, but don't overcook it. For movement, do one of these, not all of them stacked. Option 1. A very slow LFO to fine pitch, extremely subtle. Think 0.05 to 0.15 semitones, with a rate around 0.10 to 0.25 Hz. That's drift. It's not wobble. Option 2. A gentle LFO to filter cutoff, synced at half a bar or a bar, so the bass breathes with the phrase. Now processing. First EQ8. High pass around 120 to 160 Hz. This is how you keep the sub king. If it gets muddy, dip 2 to 4 dB around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need the bass to speak on smaller speakers, a tiny presence lift around 900 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Then roar, because Live 12 gives you that beautiful controlled saturation. For Sunrise, start with a warm or soft flavor. Keep the drive modest. You want texture, not fuzz soup. Optional chorus ensemble after the high pass, with a low amount and slow rate. The big rule: never generate width in the subzone. Now the critical mixing move. Mono split for stability. After your main EQ, drop an audio effect rack and make two chains. Low mono chain. Low pass at about 150 Hz and set utility width to 0. High wide chain. High pass at 150 Hz and set utility width to around 120 to 150% to taste. This is how you get that wide emotional reese without destroying your low end. And one more pro focus trick. Mid-side EQ. Put EQ8 in M/S mode either here on the mid layer or on the bus. In the mid-channel, shave a dB or two around 200 to 350 Hz if the center is foggy. In the side-channel, high pass higher, like 250 to 400 Hz, so the width lives above the mud zone. That keeps the center clean while still feeling wide and uplifting. Gain staging check. Aim for the mid layer to peak around minus 15 to minus 10 dBFS before it hits the bus. Now step 5, layer 3, the amen rasp top. This is the woven into the break illusion. On bass amen top, use operator. Use noise, or a very bright waveform, but noise is quick and controllable. Keep the amp envelope tight, shortish release so it doesn't smear into constant hiss. Now shape it. EQ8 first, high pass around 700 to 1200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Then a narrow dip around 2 to 3.5 kHz if it fights the snare crack. Remember, in this music, the snare is royalty. If your rasp sits where the snare speaks, you're going to feel like your drums got smaller. Now put drum bus on this top layer. Yes, on bass. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20, transients plus 5 up to plus 20. Boom off. You're trying to make it articulate like break transients. Then auto filter for motion. A band pass or high pass can work. Add a tiny envelope amount so each note speaks a bit differently, like chop drum texture. Now the magic. Gate with sidechain from your amen track. Set the gate to sidechain mode. Choose the amen as input, and set threshold so the gate opens on break hits. Keep return short and release tight. If this layer turns into fake hi-hats all over your track, it's almost always because the return or release is too long. Try return around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release that feels more like a 1/32 to 1/16 rhythmic tick, not a tail. Also, keep this layer quiet. It's spice. Aim for peaks around minus 24 to minus 16 dBFS before the bus. Extra credit sound design. Make it follow velocity. Map velocity to something like the filter amount, or even drum bus drive, and program MIDI velocities that mirror the break accents. Stronger on the backbeat, softer on ghosts. Suddenly it talks like a drummer, not like a static noise layer. Now step 6. The bass bus. This is the mixing heart. First, EQ8 for cleanup. No huge boosts. Just small, intentional moves. If the reese movement creates weird resonances, hunt them. Common zones are around 180 to 260 Hz for low mid bloom, and 700 to 900 Hz for honk or nasal stuff. Not only what you actually hear. Next, glue compressor. Set attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. You want just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about control and cohesion, not pumping. Then, sidechain compression from the drums. Use a regular compressor after glue. Set attack about 2 to 10 milliseconds so you don't kill the bass transient completely. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds depending on tempo, and how long you want the bass to sway. ratio 2:1 to 4:1, and aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on louder hits. Here's the coaching nuance: sidechain timing should match the snare, not the entire busy amen. If your amen has tons of ghosts and hat energy, keying from the whole drum bus can make your bass duck constantly and feel smaller than it should. So do this: make a snare-only trigger. Duplicate just the snare hits onto a silent track, and use that as the sidechain input. Now the bass breathes around the backbeat, not around every little ghost note. And finally, a limiter on the bus is safety only, ceiling at -1 dB. It should catch rare spikes, maybe 1 or 2 dB max. If it's working hard, something earlier is too hot. Sidechain philosophy check: Sunrise is gentle sway, not aggressive EDM pumping. If it's chattering, your release is probably too fast or your trigger is too busy. Step 7. Parallel grit. This is how you keep the main bass pretty but still get modern density. On the bass parallel grit return, put roar or saturator and push it harder than you would on the main bus. Then EQ 8, high pass around 200 to 300 Hz. Do not distort sub down here. Add a small presence bump around 1 to 3 kHz if it helps the bass read through the break. Then compress with a faster attack and release to keep the return dense and controlled. Now bring up the send from the bass bus, or from individual layers if you prefer. The rule: turn it up until you miss it when muted, then back it off a touch. It should feel like excitement, not like you swap genres. Optional sunrise upgrade: parallel air instead of grit.